The next patient for Dr. Oliveros is Otilia Serrano. The last name is S like in Sierra, E, R like in Roger, R like in Roger, A like in Alpha, N like in November, O like in Oscar. First name, O, T like in Tango, I, L like in Lima, I, E. Otilia Serrano. This is the clinical case of an 89-year-old Hispanic female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD2 and proteinuria. During the last visit, and in view of the fact that the serum, the protein creatinine ratio was up to 594, 10 milligrams of Jardiance were prescribed, and the patient comes for a follow-up. The serum creatinine is 0.57, the BUN is 9.4, and the estimated GFR is 87%. The protein creatinine ratio is 262. It's the improvement of the condition. We are going to continue with the Jardiance the way it has been prescribed. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is with the hemoglobin A1C of 6.6%. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under, is out of control. This patient is very non-compliant in terms of taking the medication for the cholesterol. She's supposed to be taking a atorvastatin, but she admits that she takes it sporadically. The consequences of this type of behavior have been explained to the patient. She has a cholesterol of 235, LDL of 151, HDL 52. The triglycerides are 156. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation, the vitamin D level is 29. Following number, the patient has polyneuropathy, that is without exacerbations. Following number, a CT with contrast of the neck area was ordered for evaluation of the cervical mass. In the assessment, multiple large calcified tonsillolites, T-O-N-S-I-L-L-O-L-I-T-H-S, measuring 0.7 centimeters on the left and 0.53 in the right were found. There was also thickening of the tissue surrounding them. There was also more than 70% stenosis at the origin of the right internal carotid artery and more than 50% narrowing in the left side. The patient has an appointment with the ENT. She's going to take the results, and we are going to be aware of the results to see whether or not this patient is going to be referred to the vascular surgeon for evaluation of the carotid arteries. Following number, the patient has atrial fibrillation on chronic anticoagulation. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. In the plan, we are going to reevaluate the case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup. We will continue with the present approach. We waited for the results of the ENT evaluation, pending the referral to the vascular surgeon for the carotid artery stenosis. Paragraph, we invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab in the physical examination, 18 minutes in the documentation, 8 minutes.